22 people were searched for weapons within Maroochydore's Safe Night precinct over the weekend. It was the first time the wands or metal detectors were used by officers since Jack's Law was passed by State Parliament in March. The wands scan for things like knives, knuckle dusters, screwdrivers and other weapons. The good news is no weapons were found or charges laid here on the coast, though in other locations across the state, 7 weapons were found and 7 people were charged with 11 offences. Our local hospital and health service is still monitoring a case of measles. The Coolum local, who works at Noosaville, was diagnosed with the highly infectious virus last week. They visited 3 places while infectious, including Imbul General Store, a public toilet on Lambert Hine Drive, also in Imbul, and a Noosaville childcare centre between April 3rd and April 9. Police are hunting 2 vandals who sprayed white paint across the toilets and change facilities at Caloundra Sharks Junior Rugby League Clubhouse in the early hours of Saturday morning. Anyone with info should contact Crime Stoppers. In sport, a big home crowd to cheer the Falcons to a win over Burley in round 5 of the Queensland Cup on Saturday. The final score, 38-10 to the Falcons after leading 20-0 at halftime. The Vantage Homes Falcons are back at Sunshine Coast Stadium on Sunday arvo for the Anzac Weekend clash against the South Logan Magpies. And the Lightning expected their round 5 match against the Swifts to be tough, and it was that and more. The Lightning played a high quality game in front of a packed crowd at UniSC Arena, but they weren't able to fend off the in-form Swifts, who won by just 1 point on the final buzzer, the score 63-64. They're into round 6 on April 25 against the Magpies.